I don't know if you've ever looked over at the media box when you've gone to a football match, and you'll see the radio commentators, and they have these lip mics. So, you know, the kind of things that they use to do the horse racing commentary, where you hold a microphone to your mouth and it has a little thing that kind of protrudes into that bit between your nose and your mouth. So you see the radio guys, and you'll also see the newspaper guys, and they'll be frantically writing their match report while the match is ongoing. So I kind of feel a bit sorry for the chaps in the Echo today who had to write their report on Dorchester Town last night, because they've written most of their report about Dorchester and the fact that they were sort of 3-0 down for most, well, all of the second half of their match against Biddeford. And then with 4 minutes to go, somehow they go from 3-0 down to 3-all. It is one of the most remarkable results I can remember hearing about in my time following football. And I thought we should talk to a man who presumably is still dragging himself off the ceiling this morning, Dorchester Town boss Graham Kemp, who joins me now. Morning, Graham.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good. You know, sport throws up these curiosities every once in a while, but this is up there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, I don't know about the lip mics, but it was a good job there wasn't a lip reader last night for the first 85 minutes, because it might have been interesting language coming from the dugout.
Yeah, well, let's not concentrate too much on the negatives. Let's talk about the positives. 89 minutes in, 3-0 down. What happened?
Well, we put three subs on, more in hope than expectation, really, just to give some new signings a game. And what they did do was they injected a bit of enthusiasm for the game, and we got a goal back. Biddeford, like ourselves, are very devoid of confidence at the moment, and as soon as we scored the first goal, they were screaming at the ref, how long's left, how long's left, and we got the second one 2 minutes later, and then, you know, right on full time, across from Ryan Murray was half cleared, and young Alex Godfrey, you know, half volleyed it in from 25 yards.
Well, I was going to say, the way that that's described in the Echo this morning, it sounds in and of itself like a wonder goal.
Yeah, it was a good goal. I mean, he's a young lad with a lot of potential, and he's in and around the first team. You know, and it was nice for him to personally to get that and sort of ingrain himself into the team squad in that way. But I can't say it's planned. I think any manager that says they pulled a masterstroke when they're 3-0 down with 4 minutes to go is probably bending the truth a little bit.
Come on. You've got to bask in your glory for these few moments. These few hours is when you can make hay out of it.
Yeah. No, I wish I could. Because if I make hay out of it, then people will ask, well, what did I do wrong for the first 86 minutes? And I'd probably rather not go into that. So yeah. I think we'll just say Lady Luck was on our side.
Can we have a little chat just about how things are going? Because you had a pretty good, early spell with the club. I think three wins in a row, and then you were looking last night at three defeats in a row.
Yeah. You can't plan it. You look around the changing room, and nothing seems any different. You prepared the same. Everyone seems up for it, and you go out, and we're just conceding soft goals at the moment, collectively as a team. And when confidence is low, you know, other teams can sense that, and we go from 1-0 to 2-0 to 3-0 quite quickly, and that's the first thing we have to address. But we'll get there. The lads know there was no celebrations last night. They know they let themselves down. I mean, no one was dancing around the change rooms as much as you sort of want to. You know, it's the only plus for us was we didn't have a 3.5-hour journey back to Biddeford like they did, because I'm sure they felt a lot worse than we did.
That's football. What about this news yesterday? The club planning to turn itself into a community benefit society. Is that going to make any difference to the financial statement status, maybe the playing budget?
I don't think so. I know I knew the budget when I took over, and I don't expect that to change in the foreseeable future. You know, we've seen a lot of clubs locally and nationally go into liquidation. Salisbury, you know, the latest one, you know, their problems. And we have to be sensible and not chase the impossible dream and find out where our level is at football. And if that's Southern Premier League or Conference South, then that's our level. If that's the level we can afford to play at, then that's the level we should play at, and don't go chasing a dream that is only a short-term achievable.
All right, Graham, really good to talk to you this morning. And, you know, if Manchester United come knocking because they're not happy with Louis van Gaal, then I'll put them on to you and say, here's a man who can put three subs on and drag three goals back in 4 minutes.
Yeah, OK, thanks very much.
Good to talk to you. Graham Kemp, Dorchester Town manager, talking about that terrific result. Well, you know, terrific comeback from last night.